How do you woo your wife?
Woo woo.
You have to find a way to remove distractions.
The little people.
Yes. Get my diary, I get my planner, get you in the calendar so that that day is our day. Nothing gets in the way. You can't be creating excuses to say, I'm working a bit more now. I have to do school runs here. I have to do rugby here. I have to do this here. I have to do this and that. No. Rugby and all these other things are more important than me. Is that what you're trying to say to me now?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
To another episode.
Episode.
Of Husband and Life Podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
My name is Kelechi.
I'm Stella Child.
Stella Child? Why are you whispering?
I'm Stella Child.
And together we are the Chapfikas. We are so happy to have you here. Thank you for joining us for another week of chats about relationships and love and friendships and just all the other stuff in between that.
Parenting, amazing.
Children, all those things that we, you know, experience on a day-to-day basis. So,
first, before you go there.
Oh, okay.
This will be the greatest time for you to determine what they need to do. What do they need to do, babe? What do they need to do?
Well, firstly, I was going to say Happy New Year.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the first episode of the new 2024. Woo! The year of abundance and prosperity. Okay, that's what I was going to say, first of all. Happy New Year.
Of course. I hope
it's going well for you so far. I hope you had a litty time, enjoying life, partying, drinking, eating good. Christmas was fun. We had jokes.
Yeah.
Second of all. Let's get serious now. Let me put my serious hat on. We're going to need you to hit the subscribe button. Okay? We need to just click. Pew,
boom.
Pew,
boom.
Quickly. Okay? Just a quick. It doesn't cost you nothing. It don't hurt you.
Mm-mm.
But it really does help us, okay? It helps us to continue to make this fantastic content, continue to be able to talk to you about such fun and interesting things and sometimes upsetting things and just working through different aspects of being, you know, spouses and being, well, at some point we were boyfriend and girlfriend. And you know, just getting to know each other, the dating scene, all of those things that we talk about. So please make sure you subscribe, you like. We need to hear your comments. What are you saying? We know you're watching. You message us and tell us that you're enjoying the pod, but we need you to step it up one level. Pew! Okay.
Boom.
Yes. that's the serious part finished now. So what's going on, Bebs?
I'm good. I'm okay. I'm wonderful. I'm ready. The year started off strong. And we're going to keep it pushing. Keep growing.
Definitely started off strong.
Yes. Super strong. You know, the business as well, you know.
Booming.
The travel business is doing bits.
It's booming.
You know, so life is wonderful.
Life is good.
You know, God is blessing us. And
want to do it.
Always does it.
God did. You know,
thank you for all you do and you're about to do.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes.
Okay, yeah, so I'm good. What's up with you? Talk to me. Busy, man.
Well, you know, I'm home. So when you're at home, you just can't be sitting there watching Netflix.
Mm-mm.
You know, when you've got a phone in your hand and you can build do things with empires. Your phone. You know, you can build your empire with your phone. So at some point, we will talk more about that. I think we should do like an episode about that, like building your empire.
Mm.
And how you can do that.
Yeah. Helps how you're doing it. You know, yeah, absolutely. Them,
you know, because, you know, this is the year of abundance.
Absolutely.
2024.
So
if you add the twos, that's four. And the four is the eight. And the number eight is for abundance.
Look at
numerology.
Hey.
Educating you today already. Hello.
Quick maps. Yeah.
So today, I thought that we would talk about a lot of things that, you know, husbands may have forgotten about if you've been in a long-term relationship and you're just moving.
Boyfriends.
Yeah, boyfriends. And you just get a bit complacent. We're going to talk about how to woo your wife or your partner. Mm. What are the things that you do that are just a little bit more romanticals, you know? Just like sweep her off her feet, make her feel special, and the reasons why some people forget about that.
Mm. Mm.
Get a bit complacent, get a bit like, you know?
Just expectant.
It's expectations, yeah. And,
yeah.
You know, sometimes it's entitlement a little bit. So what do you think, babes?
So what is the question? Yeah, what is
First of all, how do you woo your wife?
How do you woo your wife?
Mm, woo woo.
So there's different levels of how you can woo your wife.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give two levels. There's two levels. There's like a grandioso version of it. Like, for example, we did for your birthday this year.
Mm-hmm.
Where we did something major. Like we stayed on a yacht, mm-hmm. and we did that, mm-hmm. and then I compounded that with we're gonna do a birthday month. So every month we did something together as a couple.
Every week, you mean?
Every week for that whole month. Sorry, we did something together as a couple.
Mm.
So in that month, essentially, we had like four different activities. We just made us closer as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And it obviously showed you how important you are to me, because mm-hmm. I was able to dedicate that one day a week for you for the whole day, everything mm-hmm. you needed, because you were the priority. And I made time in the diary to say, this is the day we're gonna allocate just for you, mm-hmm. and nothing else is gonna come in and penetrate that.
Apart from sports day.
Mm. What sports day?
You went to sports day for one of the days.
Was it Emily's? Mm. Emily's sports day. Yes. Mm. Well, yeah.
We swerved a bit on that. It's not our fault. It's okay. We tried.
Yeah. Have kids, they said.
So it'll be fun, they said.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the one aspect of it. So that was, I think that was kind of a grander level of wooing your wife.
Yes.
I think so. Yep. And then there's the other part of this where it is so simple. So there is simple things, just like creating a picnic in the living room. Okay? You can't cook? No problem. Go to any of the supermarkets. I was almost about to name drop somebody for free. I was like, hold on. You can go to any supermarket for free, okay? What does your wife like to eat? What does she like to snack on? If she's into her health, what kind of snacks does she like? Does she like nuts, almond nuts? Does she like, what does she drink? Does she like a bit of wine? Does she drink, what does she drink? Certain things like that, grapes, fruit, something like that. If she's not quite into health, then she learned to eat.
Hello.
You know, we can mix it so you can get nibbles, you know, little nibbles. You can have a little bit here, a little bit there, and then you get a little wine. So what you then do is, in the living room, if you have kids, you put the kids to sleep, and you say to the kids, listen, if they're able to follow instruction, they're certain age, if they're old enough, or if you have parents or babysitter, you have to get those things. But you have to find a way to remove distractions.
The little people.
Yes. So what you then do is, once you set up your... Once you've got the kids and distractions out of the way, you go literally into your living room, get a rug or a blanket or something, put it on the floor in the living room, okay? Get the plate out. Go to the supermarket. Get some roses. Yes. Or if you're cheap, if you walk around where you live, I'm pretty sure there's one of those neighbors that OD with their flowers. Just run through and just nab one of them. Just one. Yeah, that's the one you need.
No deal.
Yes. The one that's about to die, they're gonna prune in the next hour. So just go grab that one. Yeah. And then you set up rose petals around the living room, or nicely, like in a heart shape, or leading to what you're going to do, the pathway. Especially, and you say to the missus, go upstairs, go get dressed, I've got something planned for you later on. Okay, the kids are not here, the kids are asleep because I want to spend some time with you. And then you sit there, you have some music. What music does she like? Okay, you have your boombox or your phone, Bluetooth speaker, something. And then you just play some moods, some music. And then if you can, get some candle lights. Okay, so some candles. So you have candle light when you have your dinner. There's no TV. Okay, you're just looking each other's eyes, going, "Ah, oh, my darling. How was your day? How have you been? What's been on your mind?" You know, and you just start talking, and then you build those conversations, and something so small like that, it can go a long way because it shows you took the time and attention to care, and then you've showcased it in all the details of little intricate things you would have laid around. Because knowing you, I understand now how important the little things are for women. The little things carry so much more than the grander aspects of gestures. So I think that's how I woo my wife. Sometimes I might be out. I'll surprise you with some treats, some gifts, you know, randomly. You'll be like, "Oh, what's this nice?" You know, or I'll go get myself some headphones. I'll get you some headphones. You know, you didn't need no headphones, but I just did them for you because I thought, "Oh, this was nice." And she might like the design. Her color is such and such. Clothes.
Yeah.
Same thing. And certain things like that, just paying attention, just showing your spouse that you're attentive and you're caring and they're very important to you. And it doesn't have to be big budget, like I said. Like that little picnic thing could cost you 20 quid.
Yeah, literally.
You know? It doesn't have to be, "Oh, I ain't got money like that to go to dinner and do all of this."
If you spend £100. Date nights.
You know, because I guarantee you most of the time your wife will be like, "Why are you spending all this money? We could have just stayed at home. We never deal with nobody." Because you go out and you hate the food and you hate the waiter or the waitress. The service is terrible. You wait for your food. All of these things. When you could have just stayed at home, cooked something or bought something already made, even cooking something. And then, you know, so that's one of the things. And then there's another thing I don't do it as often, which I need to get back up on my game. I used to always, I still make you breakfast now, but I don't deliver it the way I used to. So what I used to do was I used to set the table outside. So there was a table, we had a little small table, and I used to take it outside into a garden, and we could just look outside. I'll set the table up, just you and I, just set the table up, just have coffee, tea, croissant, eggs, everything just ready there, and we'll just be outside, just looking at
the
huge view. You know, we got it now,
but it's even bigger now.
Bigger now, and I'm not utilizing it. So the key thing is, I know how to do it. It's just been consistent enough to do it. So that's how you woo your wife. You can't be creating excuses to say, "Oh, I'm working a bit more now. I have to do school runs here. I have to do rugby here. I have to do this here. I have to do this and that." No. Because that all that is trying to say is just an excuse. Does that mean, "Oh, I'm not important anymore, that you have to do now the rugby and all these other things are more important than me? Is that what you're trying to say to me now?" So it's understanding that, we're trying to get a grip and understanding just small little things like that can help you into wooing your wife to your wife, so that she feels you're attentive and you're caring and you're listening when she talks. No, just going, "What'd you say? Or what day did you, you know, what, say that again?"
Get someone else.
You know, so, yeah, so, exactly. So it happens to me. So this is from experience.
Definitely.
So, yeah, no capping. So that's what the kids say.
No capping.
No cap. So, and I think that's how I kind of would say you woo your wife. That's how you woo your wife, you know. Those kind of steps, just finding the time, allocate the time. Don't say I'm too busy. Say no, I understand I need to woo you. I need to know that you're important to me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get my diary, I get my planner, get you in the calendar so that that day is our day. Nothing gets in the way of our day. And that's it.
Yeah.
And that will go far into wooing your wife. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's important. It's an important thing to remember, because when you're dating someone, you do all that stuff.
Absolutely. Especially then, because you're trying to impress the girl. Yeah. You're trying to be like, oh, look at me.
And then show her
that this is your future.
You're capable of.
Yes. And then once you get the girl,
doing it. And it's so crazy that that happens. Like, it's just, you work so hard to get something.
And then you just go,
And then you get her. Or get the thing, or whatever it is you're working hard for, or to get.
And then you just.
And then just go, oh, okay.
It's all right.
I've got it now. I got her now, bagged her now, good.
We're at shit. She's at the game, fam. We're at the game, man.
We took her out the game.
Hey.
Put a ring on it and it's good.
Yes.
No, but it's good that you're seeing it. It's like you're, you know, it's something that you're understanding and you're seeing, and it's giving you motivation to do the same, I guess.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, as men, you don't really talk about when you are sad and battling stuff, overcoming stuff. We will never know. It's like a secret.
We don't have the luxury. You know,
You don't have the luxury. You choose not to always, I don't know what people told you when you were younger. You just don't really speak about your pains as much as women do. So a lot of the time we haven't got a clue that you're struggling. You just struggle in silence, which is not good.
It's not.
So yeah, I think
the wooage
is really important. I think it brings, you know, couples closer. And it shows that you appreciate your partner, person, that you just took the time to think about them.
Yeah.
And it's not something that you need to do just when you're dating. You can do it throughout your relationship. You know, there's old couples that still go on date nights and date days. They still go on trips. They still spend time together. They try new things together.
All the time.
So like I was saying, this year, I think we should do things like that we've not been able to do before, dance classes and cooking classes. I really want to sip wine, do a little wine tasting, sit and sip when you draw and you sip a little wine while you're drawing, all those kind of things. Those little things that you may not think
are
important or for you. I think it's...
You build so much... You create so many memories.
Yeah.
Remember that time we went in?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I just think it's a nice thing to look back on when you're older and you can't really go out as much. Or
I see them wondering with the zimmer.
There's a lady that walks with her zim frame here because she needs her exercise, and it takes her so long. Like when she walks past our house, I'm always like, I'm just going to stand here and we'll see how long
it's going to take
her to walk past that house. And bless her, she's really trying. I'm just like, go on, girl. Go on. And so I'm sure, like, when she was younger, she thought she had all the time in the world to be walking around and doing stuff. But now,
that's what she's out there.
10 minutes to walk.
That's what she's outside, bro.
And I'm just like, yeah, you have to do things so you can create those memories and look back at it and be like, did some stuff, you know. I really lived, like, exactly. I really tried. So yeah, I think wooage is really important, and I love it, and I want more, please, thank you very much.
Absolutely. So I think I hope you take woo your wife. It doesn't need to be crazy things. Just be there for her, show her you're paying attention, just do little things for her. They go a long way. And just keep being there for each other and showing up and communicating and talking and say, yo, we need some wooage. We need this. Let's make it happen. You know? Anything to add, my love?
No, I just want to say thank you for watching. Make sure you like, subscribe, and comment.
Ciao, ciao.
And we'll see you in the next episode. Peace.